The future of online TV is here.
View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Walk. Your host is Patty Compton Christopher. Throughout our program today, with testimonies of healing through God's power and with Patty's personal walk with God, you'll be enlightened to make choices that can truly change your life. And now, your host, Patty Compton Christopher.
Good morning. How are y'all doing? Or as we say in New Orleans, where ya at? This is Patty Compton Christopher, and you are listening to Walk on the Seventh Wave Network of Voice America Radio. On this show, we talk about our daily walk with God. The purpose is to awaken thought to the healing Christ as a very present help, not just something that happened in biblical times. Even today, with the understanding of God and His laws, we can be healed of whatever ails us, whether it be physical, mental, job-related, marital, or other relationships, economic, whatever it is that depresses or distresses, we can be healed of it. So, I say to everyone listening, just as Christ Jesus said to the man who had lain 38 years at the pool of Bethesda, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." So take up your bed of sorrows and anxieties, fears and distresses, and walk. Because as it says in Matthew 19:26, with God all things are possible. Today, we are going to be talking about the prayer of abundance, or some people call it the Psalm of Abundance, the 23rd Psalm. In these economic times, many people are finding it difficult to make ends meet. There are bills and groceries to buy and rent and utilities to pay, and of course you can't forget about Christmas gifts. It is very comforting to know that the Bible has a psalm that makes that takes care of all of these needs. I have heard it referred to, as I said, the Prayer of Abundance and the Psalm of Abundance. It only has 6 verses, but it is packed full of God's love and care for us. It is the 23rd Psalm, and I'm going to read it directly from the Bible for you today. This is a Psalm of David. "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Very short, very sweet, very much to the point. A beautiful, beautiful psalm. What I'd like to do today is take it line by line and show you that even in these economic times, that God, the shepherd of us all, is bringing us through and giving us everything that we need. I hope to open your minds, open your eyes, open your ears, open your hearts to understanding how to receive his full blessings. So with the first phrase, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Well, one of the things it does is it removes all the burden of having to do it. God is the shepherd. The Lord is the shepherd. We are the sheep. We only need to follow his lead. We don't need to make the decisions. When we pray for God to help us make a decision about anything, he comes to us in thought and gives us those angel messages we need. He leads us. I shall not want means that there is absolutely nothing that I have need of, because the shepherd is showing me the way. He's providing everything I need. I don't even have to think, oh, what do I need? It is there. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. There's no desert out there. He's not going to bring you into the desert and make you lay waste and die, even though it may seem like that. Seems like the direst of circumstances have hit many people in this country and around the world. But I guarantee you, it is not so. I want you to really open up and look all around you to see the abundance of what he has brought you into. You may not be recognizing the green pastures. You may not see that actually there are people and circumstances, there are situations, there are ways in which this abundance is going to come to you. So open your thought and change your thought about how the green pastures can appear before you. If God brought you there, you can be guaranteed there are green pastures. Now, honey, if you were wandering, alone and not even praying and not even knowing where you are, I can guarantee you that God is still there with you. And if you will listen quietly and pray to him that you need his help, he will guide you out of that desert. So open your eyes to the infinite possibilities, because there are many people, places, things that are right in place that can answer your need. And I talked about in my first program about how I was in this music conference trying to sell my goods at a vocal conference. And how I was placed at this table and diagonally across from me was a table of a company, Music Minus One, that handles accompaniment CDs. And they saw that I had a CD on my table, and the man came over and asked me, I see you have a CD over here. He says, what is that? Is that accompaniment only, or is that with voice? I said, oh no, I thought it was necessary for people to have an accompaniment CD for vocal exercises. And he said, ma'am, I think we need to be in touch with each other. He says, because we've been looking high and low for just this thing. And he said, I would love to be in touch with you later and see if we can strike a business deal. Now, I had no idea I was going to encounter this man, but he put me right where I needed to be, to where this company would see what I had. And that's God working right there. And the next phrase, he leadeth me beside the still waters. Now note that it's the still waters. It's not the turbulent waters of anxiety and fear and doubt. It's the still waters of peace and joy. Now, why does the shepherd lead the sheep to the still waters? Their wool will absorb the water. It's not water repellent. So when they kneel by the water's edge, they have to, you know, have still water so that they won't get drawn in and tumble into something that is very dangerous, that they could drown because they're not good swimmers. So it's the same idea with us as God's sheep, as his beloved children. He is going to lead you where peace and tranquility will be part of your life. But you've got to open your eyes to it. You have to be willing to receive it. And then you'll see it. He restoreth my soul. Now, we can assume that many people who are in dire straits are distraught and they're feeling like they're the lower than low can be, that nobody wants to hire them, they're not worthy of this, they're not worthy of that, that they are just worthless. But I guarantee you, God, the Father and Mother of us all, loves you deeply. You are his beloved child. He is not going to leave you stranded anywhere. He is not going to tell the next employer, hey, you know, guess what? This guy really isn't worthy. Don't hire him. Or if you hire him, don't give him a lot of money. We do have to enter into any work situation in a humble way. And we just have to know that that humility is because we understand that God is leading us. God is directing us. God is restoring us. So in our understanding of God, his belovedness and his love for us. Remember, it says in the Bible that he first loved us. That in that, he loves you so much that he is putting people in your life who are going to help uplift your thought, to get you where you need to be. Maybe I'm one of those people. Maybe what I'm saying to you is enough to resurrect your thought, to lift your thought out of self-pity, out of self-degradation, and give you that hope that you are worthy. You are deeply beloved of your Father, Mother, God. And his blessings are going to be bountiful for you. So I hope that you can feel that your soul, your mind, your heart, your hope is restored. Know your blessedness in God's eyes. Think about all your abilities and all your talents. Think about the things that you know how to do. And know that those are gifts to you from God. So don't dwell on any sense of worthlessness. Don't dwell on self-pity. Don't dwell on that. Dwell on God. Dwell on God and know He loves you and start loving Him for His love for you. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Now, that is key. I didn't used to understand too much about this. I knew that God led us in the paths of righteousness, and that was great and wonderful, and I loved that. But suddenly it dawned on me that it's for His name's sake. It's not for Patty's name's sake, or Joe, or Frank, or Mary. It's for His name's sake. Therefore, as He's leading us in the paths of righteousness, we must become humble. Humility is vitally important. Not pride, not self-righteousness, but humility. Being humble and grateful to receive all of God's gifts. Now, gratitude is a very important thing. Without gratitude, we really don't have any sense of our worthiness, because then we're not taking stock of the good, the multitudinous riches that God is giving us. There's a wonderful little hymn. Gratitude is riches, and complaint is poverty. Now, when you really think about that, that says a lot. So let's not complain. Let's not beef and moan and grouse about our misfortune, whatever it is. Let's take the moment and express gratitude. It's all for the glory of God. It's not for us. It's for us to glorify God, to recognize His wonderful bounty that He is giving us and has given us in the past. And there is no lack right now. We just don't see it. This is not a time for self-aggrandizement as we get to walk through those paths of righteousness. When your motive is right, your purpose is good, then everything will fall into place. So remember, as you are led in the paths of righteousness, it's for His name's sake. So give God the glory. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Now, I'm not going to go any further with that. We're going to take that section. So we have some key words here. Through and shadow. So the word through does not mean we're going to stay in that horrible valley, that place where it seems like everything is hopeless, where it seems like there's no food, no water, no clothing, no rent, no place to live, no car to drive, no gas, whatever. We are going to walk through that valley of the shadow of death. God takes us all the way. I've heard lots of stories about how God has taken people all the way. I've heard stories of people who were out of gas. They were down to the last little tick of gasoline in their tank, and they had to go somewhere, and they had to drive quite a distance. And before they left, they said, "Now, Father, you know I need gas. You know I don't have money. You know I need to get where I need to go." And they would arrive at the place, and there would be no lack of gas. That's just an example. One of many. God is going to take you all the way. all the way through this devastating valley of the shadow of death. What is the shadow? It's a suggestion. In Christian Science, we learn that God is all in all because He is omnipresent, He is omniscient, and He is omnipotent. Now, those three words mean He's all present, He's all powerful, and He's the all consciousness, the all mind. He's the one that knows everything. And so, with that omnipresence and that omnipotence, there is no possibility of anything other than the goodness of God. God is all in all. And it says in the first chapter of Genesis that God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. And it says in various parts throughout the Bible that God is life. So, if God is life, and God is the only power, God is the only presence, God is the only mind, then these shadows of death, this valley of the shadow of death, is a suggestion. It's an imposition on thought. It's something that tries to make us believe that God is less than the allness that He is, that He is less than all-powerful, less than all-present, and less than the one mind. So, it's a shadow. A shadow is not the actuality of anything, is it? So, when the sun is shining directly on top of anything, there is no shadow. That's a good symbol for how God's light of truth shines upon us. So, let's keep this in mind, that God is the only power and the only presence. Now, I'm going to take a little break now. And I want you to keep these things in mind as we're on break. And we'll continue talking about the 23rd Psalm afterwards. You are listening to Walk on Voice America Radio, Seventh Wave Network. And I am Patty Compton Christopher, returning in just a moment.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
The Christian Science Practitioner's Office is here for you for Christ-centered healing. Matthew 19:26 says, "All things are possible with God." Call area code 504-833-5511 for healing. Also, check out these websites for reliable information on Christian Science. In New Orleans, visit www.christianscienceneworleans.org. In other parts of Louisiana, visit www.christiansciencelouisiana.com or see the national website at www.christianscience.com. Vocally Studio Supplies, where you buy your vocal studio supplies for a song. Find our webpage at www.vocaliestudiosupplies.net, where you can learn more about the vocal technique and products offered. Then, shop us at www.vocaliestudiosupplies.com, where we have a variety of products, including books, posters, CDs, sheet music, breath control aids, and complete teaching packages. Vocal E Studio Supplies. Professional tools equal professional results. Visit VocalEStudioSupplies.com and .net today.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to Walk. To reach Patty Compton Christopher, send us an email to walkradiovoiceamerica@gmail.com. That is walkradiovoiceamerica@gmail.com. Now, back to Walk.
Yes, well, we're back again now. We've been talking about the Psalm of Abundance, the 23rd Psalm, and we talked a little bit about, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And my point is that because God is life eternal, and God is your life, that this shadow of death really is just a suggestion. Now, the second part of this phrase is, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. And I'd like to tell you something about the word fear. There's a real, it's really good for an acronym for something that is, it's so clear. When you see what it stands for, you'll understand. It's an acronym for false evidence appearing real. Because what we know is that 90%, well, all the time, whenever we are in fear mode, we are not seeing what God sees. God sees the good. God creates the good. And so when we're in fear mode, we're seeing the false evidence, which appears real, but it isn't real. So we have to be very careful and understand that evil is no power greater than God. It may appear to be, and it may seem like with all the evidence around us that it is so. But when we have our thoughts aligned with the divine mind, with God, then we have dominion. We were given dominion, as it says in the first chapter of Genesis. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air and all the beasts and everything that creepeth upon the earth. That's a paraphrase. But that is the truth. We were given dominion. And I love something that Mrs. Eddy says in her seminal work, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures. She says, actually, she says it in Pulpit and Press, which is part of Prose Works. She says, know then that you were given sovereign power to think and act rightly, and nothing can dispossess you of this heritage and trespass on love. So that sovereign power is the highest power. It is given to you by God. It is the dominion we're talking about. You have dominion over all the earth, so don't fear it. Mainly because God is ever with you. He is all powerful, and so no other power is ever equal to God's power. And the next phrase, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I like to think of this in two different ways. I like to think of the rod as the Ten Commandments. Now, we're going to have a show about the Ten Commandments. We'll learn deeply about that, too. But I like to think of the rod as the Ten Commandments, those laws that keep us on the straight and narrow. And I like to think of the staff as the Beatitudes, because those are referred to as the lesser commandments, but they are still commands. This was the Beatitudes were spoken by Christ Jesus on the Sermon on the Mount. And we're going to have also a show about the Beatitudes. And these are our helps. They show us how to live our lives. Now, another way I like to think about thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I love to think of the Bible as my rod. It's a book that shows me how to live from cover to cover. It is a description of human spiritual development. And I just love that. And it shows me how I can live my life and how I can depend upon God to lead me. And I like to think of the staff as Mrs. Eddy's book, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures. Because a lot of people, think that this is like our Bible. It is not our Bible. It is a textbook. Its intention is to teach us about God, to teach us about the Scriptures, to teach us about God's Son, Christ Jesus, and to show us how His healing principles are applicable in today's life. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Wow. In the very midst of fear, depression, distress, lack, God is supplying an abundant feast for you. Just like He did for the Jews when they were wandering in the desert. He supplied them with water from the rock. He supplied them with quails, and He supplied them with manna. And they fed on that. They were in the desert for 40 years. That's a long time. Of course, 40 is symbolic for a long time. And so that's what it was. And sometimes it feels like we're on a kind of a quest like that, and we can't seem to make our way, can't find our way, can't get there, whatever. But when we open our eyes and we recognize what's around us and we see the abundance that God has, we know that He is supplying an abundant feast. Let me just give you an example of some of the things I've heard of. There was a lady in Australia who was out of work, didn't have any ability to make a living for whatever the reason was, but she had a bunch of sheep. So she didn't have any kind of way that she could get the wool to market, but she had all the equipment upstairs. In her attic, she found an attic that had a spinning wheel. And she was able to get the sheep sheared, and she turned that wool into yarn. She didn't know she had that. She was up wandering around looking in the house because she remembered the story where the prophet says, "What hast thou in the house?" And the woman's, she says, "I have just a bit of oil." And he says, "Well, go borrow from the neighbors and get all these jars, and we will fill them, and that will pay your debts, and you'll live off the rest." So she thought, "What do I have in the house?" And so she looked all around, and up in the attic of this house was a spinning wheel. So she was able to spin that, all of that wool into yarn, and she was able to sell it and make a living. So look around you. What is God preparing for you right in the midst of what seems like there's nothing, it's hopelessness? Do you have a collection of Mardi Gras beads and cups? Bundle them up and sell them back to the Mardi Gras stores. Do you have some flowers that need to be weeded and taken, separated? Separate them and put them in pots and sell them. What do you have in the house? God's presenting you with all sorts of wonderful things, preparing a table for you in the presence of your enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. You know, I love the definition of oil in Science and Health that Mrs. Eddy has. It's on page 592. She says, oil, consecration, charity, gentleness, prayer, heavenly inspiration. So God is bringing to your thought every day when you listen for those angel messages. He brings to your thought goodness and gentleness, heavenly inspiration. And as you are consecrated to God, as you live your life for God and express your gratitude to God, you are going to receive more of those, of that heavenly inspiration. My cup runneth over. Look around you and find what it is that you have been blessed with. Express that gratitude. Express gratitude to God, not complaint. Remember, we just talked about that. Our gratitude is riches. Complaint is poverty. See how your cup is running over. You know, some people say, oh, well, the cup is half full, and some of them say, hey, it's half empty. It's all a matter of how you perceive things. Lift your thought. See what's around you. See the talents He has given you. See all the abilities that you have and how He has helped you throughout your life to do these things. That is your cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. You know, when we recognize all the goodness that God has bestowed on us, we will then see His divine mercy. And we can rest assured that this will be with us all our days. Now, on a little bit lighter side, I want to share with you a story. It's about a young British boy who was being prepared for his first days of walking to school on his own. His mother had walked with him every day up to that point, but now he really wanted to go it alone so he wouldn't be teased about being a sissy, because there was one fellow that always used to tease him after his mother left him and say, you're a sissy, you walk with your mom. And the young mother was greatly relieved when she found out that her neighbor across the street would be happy to walk the some distance behind her son while she took her baby for a stroll every morning. So she sends the little boy off happily, and he encountered this other friend along the way who asked him, where is your mother? And why are you alone today? And the little boy said, well, he didn't really have to have his mom with him anymore, because in Sunday school he had learned the 23rd Psalm. And he knew that psalm, from that psalm, that he was always being taken care of. He then turned around and pointed to the lady following with the baby in a stroller and said, see them? That is Shirley Goodnest and her little daughter, Marcy. And his friend asked him, how do you know? And the little boy said, because it says in the 23rd Psalm, Shirley Goodnest and Marcy shall follow me all the days of my life. I love that story. So we have a time now to take a little bit of a break, and I'd love to come back and finish off the 23rd Psalm with you. This is Patty Christopher. You're listening to Walk on Voice America Radio, Seventh Wave Network, and we'll be returning in just a moment.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
The Christian Science Practitioner's Office is here for you for Christ-centered healing. Matthew 19:26 says, "All things are possible with God." Call area code 504-833-5511 for healing. Also, check out these websites for reliable information on Christian Science. In New Orleans, visit www.christianscienceneworleans.org. In other parts of Louisiana, visit www.christianscienceLouisiana.com or see the national website at www.christianscience.com. Vocalese Studio Supplies, where you buy your vocal studio supplies for a song. Find our webpage at www.vocalestudiosupplies.net, where you can learn more about the vocal technique and products offered. Then, shop us at www.vocalestudiosupplies.com, where we have a variety of products, including books, posters, CDs, sheet music, breath control aids, and complete teaching packages. Vocalese Studio Supplies. Professional tools equal professional results. Visit vocalestudiosupplies.com and .net today.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
You are listening to Walk. To reach Patty Compton Christopher, send us an email to walkradiovoiceamerica@gmail.com. That is walkradiovoiceamerica@gmail.com. Now, back to Walk.
And this is Patty Compton Christopher. We're back again with Walk on the Seventh Wave Network of Voice America Internet Radio. And we have been talking about the Psalm of Abundance, the 23rd Psalm. And we are down to our last phrase at this point. And that phrase is, "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." And I love that thought, that as we are recognizing the full abundance of God's blessings for us, we can see that we are dwelling right in the midst of God. We are surrounded and enfolded in love. God is love. That's what John tells us. God is love. And so we can know that because love is omnipresent, God is omnipresent, all present, that we dwell right there, right in the midst of God. And God is spirit. He's not matter. We seem to think that we're matter mortals, but we're not. We're really spiritual, immortal ideas of God. And we are dwelling in that wonderful realm of the kingdom of heaven. And so, as we keep our thoughts united with God's, connected to God, then we dwell in that kingdom of heaven. And it's only when we get off the mark, if we allow emotions to take over and cause us to feel hate and anger and fear and any kind of anxiety at all. It's when we have a sense of jealousy or envy. It's when all these things get us off the mark. And that's when we feel like we're living in hell. But I want you to be rested assured that this is only a state of thought that is easily turned around when you accept the Christ into your life. When you accept that divine love of God for you, when you accept your blessedness, you will be dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. I want to read to you the spiritual interpretation of the 23rd Psalm, as Mary Baker Eddy wrote it in Science and Health. She says, "Divine love is my shepherd. I shall not want. Love maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Love leadeth me beside the still waters. Love restoreth my soul, spiritual sense. Love leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for love is with me. Love's rod and love's staff, they comfort me. Love prepareth a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Love anointeth my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house, the consciousness of love forever. So let's turn our thought to God. Let's become conscious of God's presence in our lives. Let's recognize that God is the only power, as it says in the Bible. That God is the only presence, as it says in the Bible. That God is the only real mind, as it says in the Bible. And throughout the Bible, there are evidences that God is the governor. Mrs. Eddy says, God is the governor of the entire universe, including man. So he's governing you. And he's governing you especially when you're receptive to what he's telling you. So we're either listening to these wonderful angel messages and becoming inspired and being lifted out of the doldrums, or we're turning away from it. And if you turn away from it, you won't hear it, you won't feel it, you won't experience it, but it is still there. Remember that though the clouds cover the sun does not go out. It remains there. And though the sun comes up in the morning and goes down in the evening, it does not go out. It is still burning brightly. Think of the sun as symbolic for God. And think of yourself as one of those rays coming from the sun. When you accept God's love for you, you have to express that love to all mankind. And God is going to help you to find ways to express that love. He's going to bring you into situations where your wonderful loving thoughts will be necessary, a needed thing for that company. Maybe there's a sense of strife within the company. Maybe there are bickerings and so forth, but your prayers will make a difference in that company. And they will see that. And they will know that things are changing. And your life will become better. So even if you feel like you've got to leave a job, maybe you should pray for that company instead. Pray for them. Keep your consciousness in love. And love your enemies. That's what Christ Jesus says. Love your enemies. Love those who would try to throw a stumbling block in your way. Those who seem to be ornery and cantankerous. Those who seem to be deceptive. Pray for them. Pray for that whole company, that the thoughts that God is giving to each one of us are being received. Every man is tributary to the one divine mind. Every man is. So you can know that he is connecting with them and He is bringing blessings down upon everyone. And it's interesting because one of the things that Mrs. Eddy says in Prose Works in Thy Will Be Done, as she says, love your enemies or you'll never be rid of them. Think about that. If we're going to sit there and hate them back, we're going to get worse. It'll be worse to us. It'll ruin our health. It'll fill us full of bitterness and anxiety, and we'll feel like we can't do anything. It's terrible. So don't hate your enemies. If you can only forgive them their ignorance for what they do, you are doing a lot. Love comes in many forms. Forgiveness and patience and long-suffering. Love comes in many forms, and it is not a call to emotion. My dear friend said this. A dear Christian Science friend said this. He says, love is not a call to emotion. It's a call to action. So we must act with love. And the more that you express love in your daily life, the more you will begin to see the blessings of God showered upon you. Look in your house. What do you have an abundance of? Surely you can do something with that. Be creative with that. And make something that is able to be sold. Maybe you have things that somebody else needs. As you give to others, they will give to you. And maybe you can trade. Maybe you can barter things. Keep your thoughts open to the infinite blessings. So, we want to dwell in the consciousness of love forever. Let's all dwell in the consciousness of God's love for us and remain open to receive all of His multitudinous blessings as long as we live. It's not something that comes and goes. It's not something that's here today and gone tomorrow. It's continuous. It is permanent. We just have to open our eyes to it and see it. Now you may feel that this has been a blessing to you today. And if it has, I'd like to hear from you. You can contact me on my email. It's walkradiovoiceamerica@gmail.com. That's walkradiovoiceamerica, all one word, @gmail.com. I'd like to hear your comments about this show. I'd like to find out what you need from me, what other shows you'd like to hear. There are some subjects you'd like addressed. And if you need help, if you need healing, call me, write me. I'm happy to help you. And I guarantee you everything is kept absolutely private. I'm under obligation to do that, just like a doctor or a lawyer is. I will not announce that someone had such and so ailment and I heal them this way. Now, if you want to get on the show and make a testimony of the healings you've received, that's fine. We'd love that. You can let us know that too. So keep your thought on God's blessings for you. Lift your thought up. Next week, we will talk about accepting all of God's blessings, how we can do that. So be sure to tune in next week to Walk on the Seventh Wave Network of Voice America Internet Radio. It's been my good pleasure to bring you this healing word today, and I remind you that with God all things are possible. Further, let's remember what God said in Isaiah 55:11, and I'm going to paraphrase it. God's word goeth out in righteousness, and doth not return unto him void, but he maketh it to prosper in the thing wherein he hath sent it. So prosper, y'all. This is Patty Compton Christopher, and you've been listening to Walk on the Seventh Wave Network of Voice America Radio. Bye now.
Thank you for tuning in today to Walk. Patty Compton Christopher will be back again next Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Central Time, and noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. This week, take hold of Christ's healing power and change your life.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.